This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The agriculture economy and farms across the Bluegrass seem to fare better than expected in 2020. University of Kentucky agriculture economist Dr. Will Snell says 2020 didn't start off on a good note, though.
Certainly a whole lot better than we were projecting back in March. It's been, as you alluded to, just a strange year. We actually came in the year with some optimism, and we just had culminated some trade deals, and the world economy was still growing, and we looked at continued lower production expenses, and then March hit, and COVID.
Dr. Snell says government payments had a major impact.
Got the economy somewhat rebounding, and certainly we had some good weather patterns at times for many of our grain crops to do well, and trade picked up towards the end of the year, so instead of talking about a dismal end to 2020, we actually have some optimism.
He adds those payments really added up.
We're looking at close to $50 billion nationally here in Kentucky. You know, if you go back to the days when we had those tobacco buyout payments, you know, towards the end of the tobacco buyout payments, we were getting around $300 million for all our farm program payments here in Kentucky. But now we're going to be well over $500 million when you count the CFAP and the that last MFP payment, the PPP loans, and some of the other Farm Bill program.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals today.